My name's Prashasta, and I'm from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Now, you said you're only average, but this is a pretty unaverage kind of thing, don't you think?
Well, I'm like an ordinary person, and I just got a feeling to do this race.
What had you done super long before this?
A marathon.
You'd went from a marathon to six-day race.
Yeah. Well, yeah, 3 years ago, my sister, she did it. And at that time, I had absolutely no feeling to do it.
But now, did you help? You didn't help her three years.
Yeah, I helped her.
You did help. That's right.
And I was like, no, this race isn't for me.
Well, what happened in between to make the change?
Just thought of, I just kept thinking about it. And then it grew and grew, like this feeling to do it. And then New Year's Day, I had to decide whether to do it or not, and then I decided to do it. But this is the only time I'm doing it.
You look... okay, this is the only time. Okay, I'll accept that.
Yeah,
but it looks like you're having an incredibly good time, and you're still running. I mean, we're walking now, but a moment ago you were running, right?
Yeah, I feel really good.
How far have you come?
I've done 121 miles.
121 miles.
So by day three, I want to have done 150, so that's like 50 miles a day.
You know, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, you must be pretty happy with yourself.
Yeah, I'm happy because I thought I'd get an injury, because normally when I run marathons, I get like an injury. But no, no injury. So it's a miracle.
Now, you have your sister helping you. That has to be a pretty great thing. So what's that like, having her here with you?
Yeah, lovely. Yeah, really nice. Because we're very close. I helped her, and she's helped shoot for her, you know.
Oh, for sure,
for a year. So she's a really good helper. Yeah, she pushes me, like, when I don't want to go. And she's always making me eat and drink.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, you've only done a marathon, so what are the surprising things that you're finding out that you hadn't realized it would be like?
Yeah, that I could run faster. Like 10 laps ago, I just had so much energy that, and I felt really good, like I was just going for my daily run. Yeah, I just feel good.
Is it tougher in some ways than you thought it was going to be?
Yeah, definitely. Yesterday it was quite tough.
I mean, you just look over here at our friend Barney, and he looks like he's having a pretty tough time, and you're just motoring it along.
Well, he's done the 10-day. He's doing the 10-day, so after 4 days, we'll see how I feel.
Now, has there been anything special in terms of your experiences being here? Something that you've really been surprised at how lovely it was, or how peaceful it was?
Yeah, just so much oneness with nature, and it's just like real heart feeling. Like sometimes, like you're running and the birds are like flying, and you just identify with them. It's really nice. Yeah.
Now you said you're never going to do it again.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I just was in my tent having a rest, and I was thinking about that. I was like, okay, maybe I'll have to do it again if I want these experiences again. So, I don't know, but next actually is an Ironman. I'm going to do an Ironman. So.
All right.
Bought a bike, so we'll see how I recover.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.